Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about getting judged. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, is a software engineer constantly judged by the quality of the code that they produce? Yes, but not only the code quality, it's also about because that's the difficulty about quality. It's in the beholder's eyes, right? So I would go a little bit higher level and say it's not just about the quality of the code that you produce, it is the quality of the work that you produce, which in a sense I would say is common for all craftsmen, if that makes sense, because people judge things based on their understanding of the topic usually. So if you are, for example, in a code review, you are going to perhaps be judged more on the pull request that you created and like the quality of the software that you just wrote. But your manager, your PO, or your whoever who is not maybe in the pull request, they're going to look much more at, did you produce any bugs? Did you meet the deadline? Are you a nice person to be around? Do you understand things? Or do you have a lot of questions? And like, are you like quote unquote being unproductive? So forth and so forth. So the thing that it's not really worth dilly-dallying so much about, I think, is that the software industry is a talent industry. The software engineers and so forth are in very high demand, as I've said on many occasions, and you probably know to a certain extent. But the demand is not for it's the demand is for people who can produce at a very high level, and there is on a daily basis any organic evaluation of everything you do, because every single day you can almost in a sense think about it this way. So the average job is not always, well, I'm not going to say the average job, but a lot of occupations don't require you to be in a daily, basically a daily situation where you're actually capable of producing really shitty results on a daily basis, or very good results. You're not in a proving situation on a daily basis usually. In many cases, people are more accustomed to working with that. There is no prestige. There's no nothing like that. You're just gonna clock in, do your job, and as long as everything, all the lights are still on, it's good, right? And the amount of leeway you have in terms of how accountable you are for what you're doing, depending on the occupation. Now, of course, I mean, that's not true for, say, a doctor or something like that, perhaps, or someone who's crafting a piece of legal papers or something like that. But for a lot of people, it's not so comfortable to be in a situation where literally every piece of work that you produce is going to be reviewed by somebody else, and that person is going to give you feedback on what you just did. In a way, you can think of being a software developer as being a mini author or mini artist or something like that, where an artist, of course, or an author might have much more like broader problems, where like they're basically trying to, or someone who's creating any piece of any media, anything in media, right? They're going to show that to someone, and they're going to review it, and they're going to say that this is good or bad, right? For you as a software developer, it's exactly the same thing. Every single day, you're going to face on a daily basis code reviews. You're going to face people who are going to tell you that this is not right or this is good, etc., etc. And you have another dimension which can be, depending on how you look at it, even more intimidating, and that is the correctness of what you're doing. So imagine an artist has the criticism of, is the art good or bad? And that's not so fun. But to us, it's sort of like, in a sense, it becomes a little bit more as a scientific type of thing. Imagine submitting it's almost like doing a math quiz, right? You're basically submitting a formula, like something that is either correct or it's not correct, and you have the element of, is this thing looking good or not? So there's a correctness to the thing as well. So you have two things to feel self-conscious about: is the code working, or does it have bugs? And the second thing is, does it look good? Like, did you solve the problem in a aesthetically pleasing way to the person who's evaluating you, right? And that works on two levels again, because you have at the code level, which happens in the code review, and then you have it at the production level, where you're actually running the thing in production, where if you have a consistently shitty system or like a lot of problems with the systems, you usually feel, and you can sometimes become very responsible for that. So for you, as a software developer, you are going to have to get used to this to survive as a software developer. It's going to take, some people never get completely rid of it, but it's going to take years usually for most people to get comfortable with this. And some people I've worked with, guys, are so sensitive to this where it's like I can't even have them in the team anymore, because they are so self-conscious about every single aspect of this. They are not able to handle the fact that they're going to be evaluated on a daily basis, and at any moment, like as you can imagine it, guys, if you ship something, that doesn't mean that it's working. And trust me when I say this, everybody who's ever been, and I will raise my hand here as well, anybody who's ever been in this industry for a little while will tell you how it feels when a severe production issue is found and it was your change that caused it. And it does not necessarily mean that you figured it out before you released it. It can go out and it can be there, and it's going to be you who is accountable. And you can't stop it. There's no way of doing it, because you can't write flawless software. Nobody can create a safety net that is so perfect that that never happens. But it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time before you break production or do something very severe, like a severe fuck-up or something like that. And that's why the industry is trying to adopt this no-blame culture, because the emotional toil that a lot of software, and like the pressure that software developers are under, is extreme for a lot of people. Because, as I said, most people are not accustomed to basically feeling like they're on audition every day of their job. That's why teamwork and all of these sorts of structures are so important, because if you don't get that in place, people get scared of everything from the release fear to code review fear. You get the fear of your coworkers, and some people become bitter and they try to like be mean to people in like code reviews and things like that. All of this prestige sort of becomes a blocker for delivering software. So we have to find ways of emotionally making people feel like, yeah, it's okay to fuck up. Because if you're scared to even attempt to do anything where like a fuck up is always a possibility, then we can't be like, you can't work as a software developer. But as I said, after a lot of years, and if you get enough confidence in your own abilities and so forth, it gets less of an issue. It's never fun to find out that you caused a major production bug, but at the very least, it's not going to be such an emotional killer as it is, especially in the beginning. For junior developers, this is like the number one thing that I coach and mentor them with, and try to sort of mitigate emotionally for them. The fear of failure is like the biggest problem, I would say, there is in and judgment and all that good stuff that a software developer has to overcome emotionally before they become a true industry professional. So what I want you to take away from this is that, yes, absolutely, you are going to be judged constantly based on the quality of your code. As I was saying, it's a little bit like being an artist or some type of researcher or something like that. You're going to suggest, basically, you have to solve a problem. But in your case, it's not just art, something that is like in a sense just appreciated from like an emotional perspective. It's also correctness, which means that you can fuck up in two areas. You can create ugly solutions where people don't like how you write your code, and you can fuck up by creating bugs, usually. And you are evaluated at different levels. If you fuck up at the code level, some people are going to, because you have two evaluation stages, basically. At the code level, people are going to look at your code and think this or that and give you comments and suggest that this is a good idea or this is a bad idea, and you're going to have to emotionally be able to deal with that people review your work every single day. And then you're going to have to live with basically constant fear that your system could break at any moment, and it could be your fault. You could have been the person who wrote the code, and this, I promise you, I've never seen this. Like, you can mitigate this sensation of responsibility for a lot of people, but it never goes truly away. Everybody I've ever talked to in a software team is very aware of that, who broke the code, or who broke the production thing, or like who's caused the issue and so forth. Some people can deal with it, some people can't deal with it. But what I can tell you is that this is the biggest emotional hurdle a lot of software developers has to overcome. Companies are trying constantly to solve this problem, to make it less of a threat and imposing thing on people. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, can you get to a state where you are fine with detaching yourself a little bit from your code? And my biggest tip to you is to try to detach your sensation of identity from the code that you are writing. If you can feel confident in that you did your best, you did everything you could to make sure that everything worked, and if you make a mistake, you are going to learn from it, and then detach your sensation of self-worth from the fact that people want to change your code, because the people are always going to want to change your code. It's not about you, it's not about attacking you, it's about them providing their perspective on how they want to do things. The quicker you can get to that point, the easier it will be for you to deal with all of this judgment and like reviewing and people coming with feedback and so forth and so forth. And if you can't, usually people, in my experience, they get very protective and very defensive, and that can lead you down to, you know, to become one of those people who becomes very unpleasant to deal with. Have a great day.